there's a better place to get your podcasts. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. We're super excited to have him with us tonight. Jonathan Kahn is a Messianic Jewish rabbi. Folks, if you don't know what that means, it means he's a believer. He's a Christian, and he's a pastor best known for his best-selling novel, The Harbinger, which I've read. I got the DVD. I know that many of you have as well. In particular, in that book, he sees the Isaiah 9:10 reference as a prophetic warning to America. Now, his latest book is The Shemitah, The Mystery of the Shemitah. And this is fascinating. I know we have a lot of financial people listening, but Jonathan believes that there are actually some guideposts that we can follow that not only will tell us about the fall of nations, but even more specific things like what might happen with your finances, with your investments, and on Wall Street as well. Jonathan Kahn, welcome for the first time to Jim Paris Live.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Hey, I love what you're doing. It's almost like you came out of nowhere with these books, and everyone is just blown away by this information. Your first book, was that The Harbinger? Was your first book?
Yeah. I never wrote a book before that, and it kind of came rapid fire. I mean, the book itself was kind of out of the blue. It came rapid fire. It was really just flowed out as if the book was writing itself for in a period of about 4 months, and then it just went forth on the first week that it went out. It was on the New York Times. I don't understand how that all happens, but this whole thing has been in many ways as much a surprise to me as anyone else. But yeah, that's how it began.
Now, I've been practicing all day. You're going to correct me, I hope. Am I saying this right? Shemitah.
Perfect.
Okay. The mystery of the Shemitah, which Shemitah translated actually means seventh, and we're talking about 7 year cycles. Now, in the Bible, there's a lot of these 7 year cycles and the number seven, and some people are huge believers in that numerology that exists in the Bible, and others are sort of dismissive of it. But I watched you today on a YouTube interview that you did on, I believe it was Prophecy Today, and I was just blown away by these dates you were throwing out of the stock market crashes lining up with these seven-year cycles. How long can we go back and see these seven-year cycles and these kinds of events?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that, the Shemitah is the Sabbath year, so that every seventh year this is instituted by God just as much as the seventh day was, as the Sabbath. But every seventh year, you have this economic cessation. There's no reaping, sowing, the land rests, everything rests, production rests, everything rests. And then on the last day of the Shemitah, Elul 29, it's on the Hebrew calendar, is the wipeout day that all debts wiped out, all credits wiped out, all the financial accounts of the nation are wiped out. So this is something that, is very much, this is set up by God in the Bible, as much as the Sabbath is set up. And then the thing is, it can become a sign of judgment, because when Israel was judged in 586 BC, when it finally came, the Bible says that the land rested for 70 years, for the 70 Sabbaths or Sabbath years that it broke. So the Shemitah becomes a sign of actually judgment. Not only it's a pattern, but also can become a sign of judgment on a nation that has driven God out of its life. So the amazing thing here is that the pattern or the cycle goes back I mean, you know, when I wrote The Harbinger, I first mentioned, you know, the Shemitah begins there, and I knew there was more to it than what I said there, and but I really had no idea how big this thing was. And when I started searching back, going backwards from 9/11, because from 9/11, that's what I begin in The Harbinger, the Shemitah, how it affects it. But when you go back in time, it's amazing. I mean, as far back as I went, pretty much, I mean into the entire 20th century, even a bit below it, this cycle, in one form or another, this mystery is there, has been affecting everything from, you know, the rise and fall of the economy, the crashing of Wall Street, the you know, as you mentioned, the rise and fall of nations, when nations rise and fall. It is so exact, or it's so precise, that it actually gives the actual dates, you know, I mean, not only the times or the seasons of the greatest crashes in Wall Street history, but the actual months and the days, the dates down to the hours. I mean, as far as I know, it's the only thing in the world that has ever done that, and it's so precise. And the mystery has been getting more intense in the last cycle. So, you know, and we are in a Shemitah as well. So when I look back, I'll give you an example. You know, when I look back, when you go back to the last, say, 40 years, and you can go more than that, but the last 40 years, there have been five major financial collapses, or long-term collapses, when the stock market reaches its peak and then begins to collapse. And they are 1973, 1980, 1987, 2000, and 2007. And the thing about all those dates is that every single one of them is on a seven-year cycle to the one before or the one after. That's the first thing. And even in the middle of that, which is the one thing I don't mention as much, but it's right there, 1994, you have the greatest bond market collapse in history to that day, the great bond market massacre, also in this seven-year cycle. So the thing is that the next question is, do any of these collapses, do any of them actually take place not just in a seven-year cycle, but on the actual ancient biblical appointed year of the Shemitah? And the answer is every single one of them does. It happens at the time of the Shemitah. 1973, year of the Shemitah. 1980, year of the Shemitah. 1987, the Shemitah. 2000, year of the Shemitah. And 2007, year of the Shemitah. And that's when these things begin. So, I mean, the first thing is that every single one, 100% of them, Jim, I mean, that's it. I mean, when I started going back even farther, just to look at like the top long-term financial collapses in modern times, which is the 20th century onward, well, the answer is, if you look at, do any of them take place at the time of the Shemitah, the answer is the majority of them happen in this once-in-seven-year pattern from the Bible. And if you take the top three, number three is 1937-1938. 1937-38 is the year of the Shemitah. Number two is 2007 and 2008, the great financial collapse I mentioned. That's also the year of the Shemitah. The number one is the Great Depression. Key year of collapse is 1930-31. 1930 and 31 is the year of the Shemitah. In 1937, when the Shemitah begins, the very next day, Wall Street collapses. In the Great Depression, when the Shemitah reaches its peak, this Elul 29, this wipeout day, that ushers in the greatest month collapse, percentage collapse to this day in world history. So firstly, you got all these things following, I mean, amazingly, this exact timing that's given in the Bible by God. And then it gets even more precise, because it doesn't just give the year. Part of the mystery in the Bible is that it gives the time of the year. And this time is called, in the Bible, it's called Tishri. And Tishri is the month that actually ends the Shemitah. When it comes at the end of the seventh year, it's the month that manifests this wipeout, financial wipeout. So the question is, if you look at the greatest day crashes in history, do any of them take place around the time of Tishri? And the answer is the majority of them. They can
Don't tell me it's
year.
October. Is it October?
Yeah, it's actually it's.
Oh
it's,
my goodness!
Yeah, it's actually September, October, which is it. You got it, Jim. That's exactly when, you know, when financial analysts have been saying for from the 19th century, they have been mystified by this phenomenon. They always try to come up with some reason. They never quite.
And nobody knows why it's October. But I was a stockbroker for many years, and that was the month to avoid. Wow, scary, scary stuff. A lot of good information here. The mystery of the Shemitah, our guest tonight, Jonathan Kahn. A lot more, and your phone calls coming up here shortly. Stay tuned.
became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. My guest this hour is Jonathan Kahn. The book is The Mystery of the Shemitah. And if you want to find that on Amazon, you actually spell it out S-H-E-M-I-T-A-H. But it's pronounced Shemitah. Now, Jonathan, some people might ask this question. Why should we believe that the Shemitah applies to the United States? After all, some would say this is about Israel. Why are we applying this seven-year cyclical pattern to the United States? It sure seems like it's working, but why does it work with the United States?
Okay, great question. Well, first, the Bible says that, you know, everything that's happening with Israel in the Hebrew Scriptures are for our, you know, our example, our edification. And, you know, if it wasn't the case, we'd have to pretty much stop most preaching in churches. So, you know, God puts patterns in there, just like the pattern of the Sabbath and all these things. You know, he weaves it in. So he's the God of Israel is the God of all the earth. The second thing is that the Shemitah actually already affects world history to begin with, because in 586 B.C., when this thing comes upon Israel as a sign of judgment, and Israel is taken into captivity, it is done so by Babylon. Babylon's a Gentile nation, but its rise is time to for this to happen according to the message of this Shemitah. So it falls, and then Persia overtakes another great world empire according to the mystery of the Shemitah. So it's already affecting world history to begin with. I mean, that's the first thing with that. You know, and then the other thing is that the pattern of the seven-year thing, and you alluded to it before, that, you know, you see this throughout the Bible. You know, you even see it from the beginning. The first economic cycle that we know is in Pharaoh's dream of the 7 good years, the 7 years of famine. Well, that's also another cycle of 7 years. But you also see it in end-time prophecy, because, you know, anyone who knows end-time prophecy, the focus of the end, the last period, is the tribulation period, which is another seven-year or Shemitah cycle. And that's linked to the 77s of Daniel, which is linked to the Shemitahs of the judgment on Israel for 70 years. So, you know, the cycle of seven is throughout the Bible, beginning, you know, before the law, after the law, and even to the very end. So it's already there. And then on top of it, it's there. I mean, you know, the phenomenon's there, you know, regardless of what anybody thinks. It's
right. The number seven, as much as some people today might be dismissive of that, I mean, it absolutely is there. Now, I know some people are critical of what we might call reverse prophecy, which is like these Nostradamus guys that have some computer and they can go through and say, we found Hitler. It's spelled backwards, but we found it by using this computer program. But they find it after the fact. What I found exciting about your book is that you're not only going on the record, sort of going back in time, but we're also looking forward here. And there's some exciting things that could happen even this year. And I want to throw this out to you as a twofer. I want to hit you with two for one here. The four blood moons and what's coming up at the end of September this year, how all of that comes together.
Yeah, well, first of all, and again, great question. First of all, one note about the you know, the forward part of it, and beyond this, is that I found out after I wrote the book, only afterwards did I even have time, because this happened again, like the Harbinger, it happened in rapid fire. But, you know, I found on the web, and someone can see it, there are economists, financial analysts, who have actually identified a seven-year cycle, and they have no idea about the Shemitah. I mean, so they're identifying it. It's all there. and, I mean, you know, and not only is it a seven-year cycle, but they're also marking the seven-year cycle is the cycle of the Shemitah. I mean, you know, and they don't know anything about the Shemitah. And, I mean, and for instance, again, you know, the things for, say, 1973, 70, I mean, 80, 87, 2000, well, that's all there. I mean, that's absolutely there. And then, you know, again, it gets even more, you know, as we're approaching now where we are, it gets even more eerily exact with the last two. Now, the first thing about the future is, you know, I say in the book, and I say it, you know, I try to always caution, because I don't, my focus isn't date setting, even though I do put dates in there, because there are dates that are part of this mystery that I do believe we need to be aware of. The first caution is that, you know, God doesn't have to do anything, I mean, the way he did before. We can't put him in a box. When you do that, he gets out. You know, so that's the first thing. But the second thing is that he very well could, and the thing is that if it goes according to how it has gone for the last, it's even more than the last, say, 40 years. I mean, the last seven Shemitahs and even beyond that, but every single one of them sees a collapse. And again, the last two, it's so exact, it's so precise, according to this mystery, it's eerie. So the thing with the blood moons is, well, I'm not saying it has to happen, nothing has to happen, but I believe, and that's why I wrote the book, we need to be prepared, especially God's people, we need to be prepared, because I believe no matter when it comes, there is a very great shaking coming that's going to affect, that's going to be linked to a collapse of the economic realm, the financial realm, and more than that, even determining world history concerning America, which is also part of the mystery. But I would say this, first of all, for the blood moons, you know, and I know Mark Biltz who came up with that, and we can't say, again, dogmatically with that, I don't think he would either, that something has to be, but the blood moon period is a 1.5 year period. After that first half year, the entire year of it is the year of the Shemitah, so it coalesces, converges with the year of the Shemitah. That's number one. Secondly, the last of the blood moons appears in, or will come in September of 2015. Well, September 2015 is the peak of the Shemitah, and that's one of the patterns. The pattern is that when you get to a Shemitah year, it generally you will not see dramatic things at the beginning, but you will see it at the end. For instance, in 2000 and 2001, that Shemitah, you saw the dramatic manifestation came at the end, which actually began the very last week of the Shemitah, which is the week of 9/11. Shemitah in Hebrew actually can mean the shaking, it can mean the fall, and it can mean the collapse. So you have this thing, so you have that, and then you have the greatest stock market point crash within a week of 9/11. Then in 2007 and 8, that last Shemitah, it's the end when you reach that climactic end. That's when you see all the collapses from Lehman Brothers, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the greatest crashes ever happen at the end of the Shemitah. So the pattern is that would point to the autumn of 2015, number one. You know, the other thing is that, and I'm not saying we're dogmatic about, you know, this thing, these signs in the heavens, but one note in the Bible, another sign of which is used of judgment is that of the darkening of the sun. Sun shall be darkened. Now, I'm not saying that every time there's an eclipse, that means that it's judgment, but it can be linked to that. And the interesting thing is there are going to be two solar eclipses or darkenings of the sun in this year of the Shemitah. One's going to happen soon. It's going to be in the spring, and it's going to be marked the exact middle, the center day, the central point day of the Shemitah. But the last one is going to take place on Elul 29, that wipeout day, the very last day of the Shemitah, when things are wiped out. Now, the last time that it happened, that there was a solar eclipse or a darkening of the sun on Elul 29 of the Shemitah, it was 1987, another year of the Shemitah, that ushered in the worst collapse. Actually, it ushered in Black Monday, which is the worst day percentage collapse in history. It happened also again in the year 1931, which is on between Elul 29 and Tishri 1, which is that time of this wipeout. Well, it ushers in the worst month collapse in world history. So, you know, it seems like all these things are converging, and even
I'm getting ready to go online here and sell all my stocks after hearing this. All right, we've got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, your questions for Jonathan Kahn. Start sending your emails now, jim@christianmoney.com. I'll give you the number right after the break. Stay tuned.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. deal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. My guest tonight, we're excited to have him with us, Jonathan Kahn. The book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, the 3,000-year-old mystery that holds the secret of America's future, the world's future, and your future. Of course, Jonathan was also the author of the bestseller, The Harbinger. And we're going to open up the phone lines right now. We're also going to open it up for questions by email. The email address is jim@christianmoney.com. Of course, you know the rules. Give us the city where you're listening, and then we'll read your question on air. jim@christianmoney.com. Your questions for our guest, Jonathan Kahn. Or if you'd like to call in, and we'll put the callers first, as we always do, 877-317-6432. And you are listening live. If you're listening between 9 and 11 p.m. Eastern, that is when we are live on Sunday nights. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Okay, well, we're lining up the questions. I want to hit you, Jonathan, with sort of a general question about Bible prophecy. Does your book provide us with any kind of a timeline as to when we're going to see the Antichrist, the tribulation, these other sort of big topics that we talk about when we talk about Bible prophecy? Does the Shemitah hold any clues to what we call the end times as Christians?
Yes. The first thing is that one of the keys with end time prophecy is that America is not the head of nations. So we have to go from where we are to that end time scenario. And learning the harbingers, and by the way, the harbinger, the harbingers are still continuing, and they're converging with this time of the Shemitah. That's what also kind of alerts me to something coming. The other thing is that, so it's got to connect it between where we are and the fall of America, I believe, is part of this scenario, economically. And again, remember, the mystery of the Shemitah deals with the fall and the rise of nations, changes of world history. So that's one of the missing pieces that it provides. The other thing is, There's a mystery that comes at the end of the book called the mystery of the seventh Shemitah. And that is something that totally is linked to the end times and has actually pinpointed the exact times of prophecy, of prophetic restorations. It's linked to the mystery of the Jubilee, because the seventh Shemitah ushers in the Jubilee. The Jubilee is really a super Shemitah. And that's a time when it says everybody will be restored to the land or their possession, their father's house, what they lost, they'll be restored. Well, in the 20th century, one of the things about end time prophecy is the restoration of the Jewish people to the land that they lost, to their homeland, to their ancestral possession. Well, the mystery of the Shemitah actually gives the exact time parameters of when these events had to take place. One of them is the time parameter of September 1917 to September 1918. That's the very period when the land of Israel is restored to the Jewish people by the British Empire. That's the beginning of that restoration of prophecy. If you go seven Shemitahs later to the next seventh Shemitah, or Jubilee period, prophetic Jubilee, it takes you to the time parameter of September 1966 to September 1967. What happens right in that? Comes the restoration of Jerusalem right in that time parameter. And the interesting thing is that this cycle is coming around one more time. When is the next seventh Shemitah? The next seventh Shemitah is the year 2015, and the time parameter of what, I'm not saying it has to happen, it could stop right with 67, but we need to be aware, the next sequence begins in 2015, goes to 2016. The last times that this happened, it was a war in the Middle East, a war focusing on Israel, that led to a prophetic end time, significant, profound event. Not saying it has to happen, but I do put in the dates because I do believe we need to be aware of it.
Wow, this is amazing. Now, so what we're talking about are periods of 7 years, but then every seven periods, which is 49 years, we reach another level of significance. Am I understanding that right?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, interesting, you know, because in the year, you know, we know it as the Jubilee. The Jubilee is really a mega Shemitah of restoration. And this is the key. I mean, just like you said at the beginning, I mean, from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, this period of 7 years is frames all these things. And the thing is that in 1967, when the Israeli soldiers enter the Lion's Gate and they head to the Temple Mount, they what you do on the Jubilee is that you sound the shofar. The first thing they did is sound the shofar. And the one who sounded the shofar was Rabbi Shlomo Goren, and it's the most famous shofar blowing in history. He sounds at the Temple Mount. You know, not that he knows what he's doing with this, but he does it. And as Rabbi Shlomo Goren was born in the year 1917, the other Jubilee, it was his 50th year, it was his Jubilee, as he sounds it. So, I mean, these things are exact. This mystery is exact down to those.
Now, I've got to ask you about the shofar. You may not know this, but I was the one that put the video up on the internet, on YouTube, where I actually have a shofar, and I had like 700,000 people who have watched this video so far, where what we did was we pieced together all of these strange trumpet sounds people are reporting from all around the world, and I'm a former professional trumpet player. Wow. And a Christian, and so I bought a shofar, and I take the thing out, and I blow it at the beach, and they're filming me, and we get into all of this, and Coast to Coast AM, and George Norrie, and all of this stuff. Do you weigh in on this whole phenomenon of these strange trumpet sounds?
Well, I would not dismiss them, because, you know, this is the time of, I mean, prophetically, this is the time of the trumpets, because, you know, there's a mystery that the whole age is set up as a Hebrew year, and the next thing we're heading to is the trumpets. And the thing is, and this is linked, Jim, to the mystery of the Shemitah, because the day when I mentioned that wipeout day that comes once every 7 years, well, the wipeout day, Elul 29, comes on, you know, comes at sunset. Once the sun sets, at the same moment that's Elul 29, it turns into Tishri 1, 2001, which is the Feast of Trumpets. So in 2001, when you have the greatest stock market collapse, point collapse in history, caused by 9/11, up to that day, what day was it? It was at Rule 29 of the Shemitah, the once-in-seven-year time, that actually ordains the financial collapse and linked to a nation under judgment. And as it had been collapsed on that day, what happened? It was followed by the blasting of the trumpets. 7 years later, when you have September 29th, 2008, the other greatest crash in history, happens on the exact same at Rule 29 wipeout day of the Shemitah, happens down to the moment, to the minute. And what happens once it happens? It's the sounding of the shofar right to the collapse. So there's a link even in that. And the two great, I mean, it's so exact, and it is linked to the trumpets just as well.
And, of course, people know the story from Joshua chapter 6, where they're marching, they're told by God to march around the city seven times, and the seventh time they blow the trumpets, and the walls come tumbling down. Here it is again. It's like everywhere throughout Scripture when you start thinking about these 7 years. My listeners are going to start marching with pitchforks here towards Florida. I've got to get to these questions. Okay, from Chicago, how appropriate. They want to know President Barack Obama. Lots of people, Rudolph Giuliani, people are starting to say, what's going on here? What's going on? What do you mean that there's no Islamic terrorism? Does President Obama in any way, I mean, is it sort of just a coincidence that he's president and people thought he was a Muslim and now he seems to be soft-pedaling it on ISIS and everything else? What are your thoughts?
Well, there is, you know, first of all, with ISIS and other things, there is a link to the Harbinger, which is reoccurring, which is very ominous that ISIS is coming out right now and that we do not have the defenses we should have. One of the signs of judgment has to do with the leaders of a nation. It's interesting because Obama figures prominently in the mystery of the Harbingers, and it's also linked to the Shemitah. He's one of the people who vows this, for those who don't know, but vows this ancient vow of defiance pronouncing judgment on the nation that's linked to the destruction of ancient Israel is now happening in America. He has vowed that. He has said it without, you know, I'm not saying he knows what he's doing. Then on the tower that's going up at Ground Zero, which is another one of the Harbingers that actually is going to be completed this year in the Shemitah, he puts words on the highest beam and he writes the words of the judgment, the same judgment vow, pronouncing judgment
on
America.
Wow, shocking. All right, another break, our last break, Jonathan, and we'll be back. Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Shemitah. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. My guest is Jonathan Kahn. The book is The Mystery of the Shemitah. Next week, our guest is Diana Henriques, the Wizard of Lies. We're going to be talking about Bernie Madoff. I'm also told that our good friend Daniel Eschelon will be back with us in coming weeks, and also internet entrepreneur and social media guru Guy Kawasaki joins Jim Paris Live coming up also in just a few weeks. All right, we're going to keep taking questions here. If no callers, we'll keep going to the emails. Again, email jim@christianmoney.com. Please include the city where you're listening. The phone number to dial if you want to join us, we'll put you to the front of the line, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. From Dallas, Texas, by email, Jonathan, they want to know if you have any investment recommendations. Are you telling folks, get out of the stock market, buy gold, anything like that? Or are you sort of not in that business? I hate to put you on the spot.
I'm not a financial advisor, but I would say this, again, keeping in mind, you know, it's not that it has to happen. However, although I do believe a shaking is going to happen, regardless of whether it happens at that time in the Shemitah or on the days appointed in the Shemitah. But what I would say is this, personally, I can speak for myself, I would not feel safe having, unless I knew something special or had some divine revelation towards that, I would not feel safe having having investments in the stock market or having things linked to the stock market, such as, you know, even people don't realize that pension accounts are often linked to all those things. So I would not feel that way. I believe that it is wise to go for safety. The Bible says calamity comes, you know, the wise man sees calamity coming and takes provision in having essentials. I believe safety is the most important thing. With that, I mean, the most important thing beyond that is, and the most important thing for safety is, if you're not saved, get saved. If you're not, if your life isn't in the will of God, get your life in the will of God. Get born again and get your, and if you are, you do know the Lord, get right. Whatever you need to do, get right now. So that's the first thing. Beyond that, I would say it's safety. It's interesting because the day that the Elul 29 is going to happen this year, it's not technically a stock market day. It's Sunday, which means that either, I mean, first of all, if it follows the pattern, It can happen in that season, can happen before, can happen after, but it can also mean that it is a bigger event that is bigger than just an economic or financial collapse. If that happens, it can be something like 9/11, which wasn't economic, but it caused that. So, you know, but I think either way, we need to be ready that I would say times of shaking, whether they come in the Shemitah or beyond, a great shakings are coming and that we need to be safe.
Well, from a stock market guy, I can tell you something here that might help you to know this, that if this happened on a Sunday, that would be even worse than if it happened on a Monday. Because at least if it's happening on a Monday, you can sell your stocks. But if it happens on a Sunday, what happens is the market opens, we call a gap down, which means that your stock last traded at 100 and it opens at 50. You don't even get the chance for those limit orders that people put in, like, well, if it hits 90, my broker will sell it automatically. I have a safety provision, a limit order. Well, that doesn't even trigger. If the event happened on a weekend day or outside of market hours, you have what's called a gap down, which could be wipe people out. I mean, you could have the market close on Friday and open back up at like 30% or 40% down from where it closed if something enormous happened over weekend. So this could play right into this worst of some of all fears. Now, Northern California emailing, they want to know about terror attacks. And we talked about this in our first hour. I have been saying this for some time, that I believe that massive homeland terror attacks are coming. They're now calling out locations. They're saying the Mall of America, this most recent threat. Does your book give us any clues to these kinds of events?
Yeah, yes, both the Harbinger and the Mystery of the Shemitah. There are several scenarios of how judgment comes. And one of the things is that as the Harbingers have continued, one of them is the sign of the terrorists. This happened in ancient Israel. And the return of ISIS is very significant. I'm sure we don't have time to go into now, but very significant with this. And yes, I believe that, I'm not saying it has to, but I do believe that terrorism is part of this scenario of judgment. And there are several of the Harbingers that have continued that point to that scenario. So yes, that can be part of what happens with a collapse.
Wow. All right. So now we go to Florida by email again. Florida wants to know, what does this mean for Israel? They're pretty long here. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they want to know about Iran, about the nuclear weapons, about Netanyahu not seemingly getting help from Obama. Is Israel blessed in this Shemitah, or are they cursed in this Shemitah?
Can be a blessing and a curse. I mean, it depends on who you are and where you are and where you are with God. So, you know, that's the first thing. But, yeah, the thing is, one of the other ominous signs is that, you know, one is the deterioration between America and Israel. You know, one of the blessings of Israel is that it says, I will bless those who bless you. So America has been the greatest blesser of Israel in the modern times, and it's been the greatest, most blessed nation. Well, that is, we have never been at the worst state in the relations with America and Israel as we are now under the administration. And with Netanyahu, with Obama and Netanyahu, there's no question. So that's another ominous thing. It's one thing, we're turning away from God, rapid fire, accelerating from God in America, and at the same time, our relationship with Israel is at its worst. Those are double, you know, things that are converging. So that's a really bad thing for America. Number two, the interesting thing is that if, you know, the other part where I put at the end of the book, the mystery of the seventh Shemitah, would speak of, again, it doesn't have to, but it would speak of possibly of a major war in the Middle East happening within the time parameter of the 2015 to 2016, and that would speak of, you know, that could involve Iran, that could involve something very major. The last two cycles of this seventh Shemitah mystery, that has happened, it has been a major war in the Middle East, but it resulted in a prophetic restoration.
Another email here from Florida, they want to know about the Antichrist. If we have a collapse, a worldwide financial collapse, would this be the opportunity? Do you believe that this could be the window of time where the Antichrist makes his appearance?
Well, I think that it doesn't mean that it has to happen right after it, but I believe the fall of America will open up a vacuum in the world that will open up the doors for all those things that you read about in ultimately in end time prophecy and Revelation, from the Antichrist to a revived one world empire, to all those things. So not saying that has to happen right that second, but it will put in play the forces and dynamics that set up that day.
All right, so we go on here to Dallas, Texas. They want to know about Russia, how Russia plays into all of this. Of course, we had a ceasefire that never happened. The big buildup to the ceasefire in the Ukraine never happened. Apparently, there's just nothing happening, but they're firing back and forth at each other as if there was not a ceasefire. Does the Shemitah give us any clues as to Russia's part in all of this with regards to Bible prophecy?
Yeah, well, one of the things we couldn't get into, of course, yeah, but it's a section called The Rise and Fall of Nations, and what happens is the Shemitah often, not saying every Shemitah, but on key Shemitahs, it means it actually has determined the greatest changes of world power. It already, by the way, in the first 2 weeks of the Shemitah, Russia surpassed America in nuclear military power. That's in the second week of the Shemitah, the American age as we know it, that began in 1871 when America became the strongest economic power on earth, came to an end. That people don't realize it ended when China took over that role. It happened in the second week. So the Russian Empire fell in the year of the Shemitah. The communism rose in the Soviet Union in the time of the Shemitah. And so, yeah, what we can see is we're beginning to see a breakdown of the world order. And so the Shemitah will again mean shaking, collapse, and fall, and can mean the rise. So I believe what we're watching with this breaking down of this world order between the peace between America and Russia, I believe that's also ominous.
And Virginia's asking here, we're not going to have a chance to get to this question, so I'll just throw it out here. It's interesting. The European Union, the collapse of Greece. It looks like the European Union is possibly going down. I don't think it's just Greece. Your thoughts, Jonathan?
Well, it's with chaos, it doesn't necessarily mean that the union is going to be. What can happen is it can look worse, and then suddenly, because of the chaos, there's a call for order. So you got to be careful with that, because it can go both directions.
Right, okay. Right. The common currency, the euro, and all of that. I'm not sure we're going to survive through that. This concept of none of them printing money, all sharing this common currency. There was even talks about Greece maybe aligning with Russia if they had to get away from the EU. This was just bizarre stuff. But we're out of time. Fascinating hour. Jonathan Kahn, the mystery of the Shemitah. Jonathan Kahn, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thanks
and God
so
bless your work.
Thank you too, Jim. God bless.
God bless you. All right, don't miss it. Next week, we talk about Bernard Madoff, the Wizard of Lies. Next week, right here on Jim Paris Live.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB
extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit hbextract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.